This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The least surprising news of this day by a long, long shot is that Hamilton cleaned up when this year's Tony nominations were announced this morning, a record 16 of them. Interestingly, that's probably not going to make it harder to get tickets because it's already basically impossible to go see that show unless, as Ilya Marritz reminds us from WNYC, you know a guy.
Sam Rudy has a casual personal style. As if to say, who, me? I'm no big deal. Gray New Balance sneakers, cramped little office with piles of paper everywhere, even right under his feet.
This is the important stuff, the stuff that I have to step over. It means every time I have to step over it, I'm reminded it's not done.
But make no mistake, this modest man is a shrewd power broker. Look for the clues among the scattered documents. Here are two boxes wrapped in shiny paper. Could it be champagne?
A fruit basket. And I guess they sent these cookies, too. Have one. Guys, come get a cookie.
Sam Rudy is the kind of man people send gifts to. Because Sam Rudy is the press agent for Hamilton, a gatekeeper to the show everyone wishes they could say they've seen.
This is from somebody that we helped get hard to get house seats to Hamilton. Sent a fruit basket. They're running the gamut between sweets and a healthy fruit basket here.
There are 1,319 seats in the Richard Rogers Theater. For every showing of Hamilton, only a small number are not sold to the general public. They're reserved for critics, celebrities, politicians, family members, professional colleagues, theater people. Rudy keeps their names in a green three-ring binder. Justice John Roberts, Justice Anthony Kennedy, Connie Chung.
So, May, Matt Lauer, four seats. We want Matt Lauer to come.
Rudy suggests we meet up a little later at Hamilton. A group of almost 600 high school kids is coming in from Bayshore, Long Island, for a matinee, and Rudy wants to make sure it all goes smoothly. An hour before showtime, there's this sense of anticipation on the street. Ashley Minear of Washington, D.C., is close to a meltdown.
I just saw Phyllis Sue walk into stage door, and it was, like, it was really incognito, but I saw her. Like, she was there. It was crazy and amazing.
Philippa Sue, that's Eliza, or Mrs. Hamilton. But where is Sam Rudy? Rudy's right-hand man, Shane Marshall Brown, appears.
Some days when you follow Sam Rudy, I will play the part as Sam Rudy. So
you're the understudy.
I'm the understudy today.
Brown does not offer an explanation. But a few hours later, I learn a controversy has erupted over a casting call for Hamilton, which specifically calls for, quote, non-white men and women. Social media goes into a frenzy. Rudy, meanwhile, was working with the show's producers to formulate a response. It says, basically, anyone can apply. This show has its reasons for casting minority actors. Deal with it. New York Magazine called the statement, quote, so effective, it's like a founding father himself wrote it. Rudy told me about this later with just a touch of pride.
I don't take credit for that. That was a team effort that I helped manage.
Putting out conflagrations, all in a day's work. So, maybe you're wondering, how do I impress Sam Rudy? How can I invent some reason for him to let me have tickets to Hamilton? Rudy says it really helps to be famous. Sorry. And even if you are famous, when you make a request, make sure to phrase it politely. In New York, I'm Ilya Marritz for Marketplace.